Good morning. In the last few weeks, we have lost quite a few people. John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth. Uncle Tom Moffat, a local concert promoter who brought us acts ranging from Elvis Presley to Bruno Mars. Palani Vaughn, Hawaiian musician, best known for his honoring of King Kalakaua. And Alan Thicke, who played the dad on the TV show Growing Pains. Every year, as the year comes to a close, the media compiles a list of notable people who we have lost in 2016. One of the things that these notable people have in common is their contributions, whether that be in science, entertainment, medicine, history, sports, or whatever field they were in, is that they had touched the lives of many of us in some way. But what about the others that we have lost? Maybe not the ones that thousands and thousands of people would know, but of those family and friends that may have passed over the course of the year. They have made an impact on our lives as well. Probably more of an impact than those on the famous list. It is this interconnectivity that ties us all together, and it is also one of the major tenets of Buddhism. We cannot exist alone, both in living our lives and dealing with the hardship and difficulty that comes along in living our lives. We all need to be there for each other in times of tragedy and loss, whether that be of the death of someone that we know of, or in times of greater tragedy, such as when the nation was attacked on September 11, 2001. After the attack, there was a sense of tremendous loss and a feeling of vulnerability and helplessness. However, we all pulled together as a country to get through it. This year, we observed the 75th anniversary of the attack at Pearl Harbor, which occurred on December 7, 1941. I wasn't born yet, but I know that the people of Hawaii and the United States felt the same way, and we all pulled together to deal with the shock and the sense of loss and feeling of hopelessness. By coming together, we realize that we can share our feelings and try to make sense of it all. More recently, after the attack on Sandy Hook on December 12, 2012, where a gunman shot and killed 20 children between the ages of 6 and 7 years old, as well as 6 adult staff members, we came to the temple in shock and helplessness. At temple, we shared our disbelief about how such a horrifying incident could have happened to those so innocent. The minister at our temple led a debrief where we talked about what happened and how we could process it all. We talked as a group we worked out how we could be mindful of the situation and how we could deal with the feelings that we were having. One of the things that we realized was that life goes on. These experiences were instances where we again realize how interdependent we all are. Sometimes this inspires us to do things, to get involved, and to volunteer. After the tremendous loss of 9/11, I remember droves of people came out and donated blood. After the Japan and Nepal earthquakes, the Hongan-ji here made substantial donations to both countries trying to aid them. These are examples of how we can make a positive after a tragedy. It is in times of tragedy that the interconnectivity of people becomes more evident. It's more hard for us to see in everyday lives the interconnectivity that we all share every day. Just think about it. When we wake up and take a drink of water, whether that's from the water company, out of the pipe, or from the bottle, it took people and resources to make sure that the water we drink is fresh and clean. When you ride down the street, there are people who built the road, who made the vehicles we are riding in, and if you happen to be walking, also the footwear that we may be wearing. If you look at the food we eat and where we get them from, you'll see the same thing. We all need to work together in order to survive and to live. For us, living on an island in the middle of the Pacific, we know how interconnected we are. Most of our supplies, food, and other items come from outside Hawaii. If there's a dock strike, you can be sure that everyone goes out and buys rice, toilet paper, and Spam. Whenever the sirens go off with a hurricane warning, people run out and buy water and other essentials. We appreciate the shipping companies for bringing in these vital goods that we need every day. And this time of the year, they get to be a lot busier with Christmas. Now, it's important to remember that it's not always tragedy that brings us together. Being mindful of those connections and relationships that we share every day, one can find and develop that ohana relationship with others. In the Buddhist world, this is called the Sangha, or fellow followers of the Dharma or teachings of the Buddha. It is with these Sanghas that you can get the most support and find more opportunities to learn about Buddhism, participate in fun temple activities, and join the Hongan-ji Ohana. In this holiday season, starting with Bodhi Day, which was on December 8th, which recognized Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, to Christmas on December 25th, and the other holidays of Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, this year both ending on January 1st. Let us recognize the time of the year as one of fellowship and tolerance of all the people of the islands, the nation, and the world. By coexisting in peace and friendship, we can celebrate what it is to be part of the global ohana. Keep an open mind. There are more similarities between our religions than you might think. Happy holidays, everyone. Namo Amida Butsu.